Allison, how are you?
Good morning.
Well, I know that you have gotten into full force as far as deployment of folks who are going to be helping out when it comes to cleanup efforts with Hurricane Irene. Give us the latest on that.
Well, even though the visions we see on TV look like things are getting much better for people, those people that have experienced flooding are going to have a couple of weeks of cleanup to do. And right now we have 500 shelters open, about 27,000 people in those shelters. And with power outages, there are people that will go to the shelters maybe today or tomorrow when they figure out the extent of damage of their homes. So there's a lot more work for the Red Cross to do, and it'll take us maybe two or three more weeks helping people.
All right. I want to do this a couple of times during our conversation this morning for people who want to help. And I know cash is probably the easiest for you to use to help people. Where can they go online and what phone number can they call?
Well, they can text Red Cross to 90999, and that's a $10 donation to the Red Cross. Or they can go to redcross.org and make a donation. Or they can stop by our office. We'll be accepting donations today, 1800 East Grand River, right across from Grosbeck Golf Course.
How many folks are we sending from the mid-Michigan area to help?
Well, from central and northern Michigan, we've sent 34 people so far, 71 people statewide, and there might be a few more going out this week. There was, of course, trouble getting people there. A lot of people had to go by van and drive because there was no air, you know, service. So it's been a struggle getting them there.
Have you heard any stories back yet from any of the folks who are from the area?
No, we haven't yet, just that they're prepared to start helping people, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more this week.
Okay, and how long will they be there?
Most people that go, the deployment is only for 2 weeks, and then we send more, so for 2 weeks for sure.
All right, and I have a list here of people from the area. As a matter of fact, those folks are going to be going all over the area that Hurricane Irene came through, spanning 430 miles wide, and it should be interesting to hear when they get back exactly, you know, what they saw and how they saw it. Before I let you go, Allison, I know that the Red Cross has announced some new hours for the Shiawassee Service Center.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be open 3 days a week, Tuesday through Thursday, from 8:30 to 4:30, and we're hoping that we've consolidated some of our services. It will be more efficient with our classes, our blood drives, and also our disaster response will remain the way it's been 24/7. So it's part of our consolidation of chapters and just more efficiency of our all our resources.
What is your blood situation? Is there still a need for blood? Are you very short?
Well, you know, the summer is always a time when we are short. So now with the Hurricane Irene, a lot of East Coast blood drives had to be canceled. So there is a major shortage now, and we have to compel people to go out and give blood because we'll be needing to get that blood to the East Coast until they get back on their feet.
All right. And for folks who want more information on how they can help,
They can go to redcross.org, the website, and one of the great things on there now is you can scroll down the homepage and you can look at where all the shelters are open. And if you have a family member that's out there, there's also Safe and Well, where you can check in to see if they have checked into Safe and Well and can tell you where they are.
Allison Bono's with the American Red Cross Mid-Michigan Chapter. Allison, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.